Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. All of us still reeling from Herb's call.
You spent the whole break talking about it.
Yeah, it was. Even for Herb, it was a lot.
And that's not even exaggerating. We literally spent the whole break talking about it.
Yep. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's online at marks-jewelers.com. Who will win Sunday, the Eagles or the Bucks? The Eagles are at 77.5%. It is time to find out whether Elliott Shore Parks holds on to the belt. To the belt. To the belt. The belt. Which we do every Friday at 4:30. The belt. The belt.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
My real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
That is right. Every Friday at 4:30, the WIP Afternoon Show awards the belt. The belt goes to the WIP employee who brought it the most that week. Again, you have to be a WIP employee.
Right.
And the person who has it keeps it unless somebody does something to take it away from them. So Elliott Shore Parks is holding the belt because of his Jalen Hurts take from last week. The question is, does Elliott Shore Parks keep the belt? The answer is no. Uh-huh. Who took the belt? This person did.
Today is the day that all reckless speculation will be had.
Okay.
We're going to recklessly speculate today because there is no way on God's green earth that you could tell me that Kevin Petullo was calling plays in the second half. You can't tell. Like, I don't care what anybody says, and it's not
right
no disrespect
bat,
right off the bat. I'm telling you, he wasn't calling plays in the second half. All those people that said last week that they were playing possum,
oh, geez.
Your conspiracy theories are welcome here this morning.
Why are you doing this?
I'm being honest. You cannot sit here.
Yep.
You cannot tell me. I've been in games in halftime,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen halftime adjustments. That was not a halftime adjustment, Joe. That was a full-fledged other game plan.
Well, it's different offense in the
second half.
That
was a different game plan. You cannot tell me that Kevin Petullo was calling plays in the second half. And if he was, then those folks that said he was playing possum, this team was playing possum, call today because you got it. You have space here.
Well, here's what I know. And Hugh Douglas is starting off with the reckless speculation.
Recklessly speculating.
So, what was he wrong? Yes.
Yes, he was wrong.
Was he crazy? Yes.
How did he get the belt for that?
To come in Monday and say that the quarterback wrestled play calling away from the offensive coordinator at halftime of a football game is psychotic. It is irresponsible. It is also bold. Hugh Douglas holds the belt.
Wow.
Forced Elliott to ask the question.
Yes.
At the press conference.
Made Nick Sirianni make that face when Elliott asked the question.
Dominated conversation all week.
Will he keep the belt? Probably not. But Hugh Douglas is now a two-time holder.
Two-time holder of the belt.
Of the afternoon show belt.
It's unexpected.
Here's a guy who lives the belt. Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios, we've been waiting for you.
Gentlemen, man, y'all just had the greatest segment on the show that just happened. And I'm going to really have to dig deep because, you know, I come from I have to come from the soul, put myself in a place so people could feel this speech. But that was great, man. Like, look, man.
You're talking about Herb.
I'm talking about Herb.
Okay.
True. I'm even thinking of, like, as much of a freak bull segment and then the funny stuff with her with that. Y'all need a own segment with that special guest, Horny Yoshi, man. That, oh, my God, man. Y'all had me just dying with all that. Herb is amazing. I love me some Herb, man. He's awesome. But anyway, yeah, I mean, let me just say one thing. So everybody's talking about heat. Check this out, man. Does the elements play a part? Yes, it does. But to all my brothers out there and sisters of veterans who've been out there in Iraq and Afghanistan, y'all understand the difference when you're full battle rattle and you put everything on and it's 20 degrees more than what the weather is out there. At the end of the day, when you're on the mission and when you're in the suck and when you're in the fight, you focus, you don't think about that. And at the end of the day, times here and here, when you have time to think, you think about it. But when you think about it, you know, lick that damn sweat because it's freaking damn, what you call that stuff that you need to drink when you go,
electrolytes.
When you go to the gym? It's electrolytes. So you lick that freaking suck and not worried about that stuff, and that separates the man from the boys. And yo, Jackie, hit the music. Yeah, baby, it's Buccaneers week. And the paratroopers have already been sent to secure the perimeter. Yeah, you know I mean? It's time to keep the momentum from the second half last week going, because that's how you play a football game to win and have zero foxtrot of any of the negativity and adulation. We ain't here for that. We on an F stuff up mission all the way to Sierra Bravo 60. We getting everyone's best, and you know what? We love it, and it ain't getting no easier. That's why you got to submit to the pain, and if you taste your own blood, enjoy it, because that means you're alive and you have the opportunity to make your opponents feel the pain and taste their own blood, but they won't love it like us. Cowboys, Temple alumni and his Buccaneers are the team that people say that Hurts has issues with. Good. Keep letting the masses believe that. And when you follow the masses, just take off the M, and that's who y'all all become. Go Sirianni, I ain't going to even look at Kevin when it comes to the offense. I'm going to look at you. I know you ain't full, got a Super Bowl ring, and now you want to play safe? That's fearful. Nah, not my coach. We have the blueprint. Stop all the 50-50 conservative stuff. We have snipers all over our offense, which means we make our opponents pick their own poison by going straight into this mission in hot Tampa Bay, salivating, and going straight to domination. We ain't nothing to F with. It's time to feed our certified grass growers. We ain't worried about heat. We are soldiers in full battle rattle in Iraqistan. We give them what they want in any element. We born to fight. We train to kill. We prepare to die, but we never will. Slow is smooth and smooth is fast. We kill first and die last. One shot, one kill, no luck, your skill. And patience is the threat of victory. It's the savage life, gentlemen. We putting the women and children to bed and going to get freaking dinner. It's time to let loose all weapons of mass destruction, because it don't matter. We got more where that comes from. It's Blue Chew and Blue Tent season, and we're going to start the party by bringing the blood to Red October. Ike, Spike, and Fritz, what makes the grass grow?
Blood!
What this result?
Violence!
I'm battle tested. What y'all think? Ready to live, but prepare to die is just the same? I do this for my soul. Ain't no character. I play this freaking role. I'm Rios for North Philly, Hunter Park, the Sergeant Major of Philly. Gentlemen, you never know what situation you'll be in to save your kids, save a loved one, or anyone. So you know what? You always got to train to be a freaking threat, suckers.
Wow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
That was a good one.
After the herb call.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
That was intense.
Nice.
Yes. What did he say? It's blue chew and blue tent season? I don't think you should mix those two. You imagine Lane Johnson walks into the blue tent.
The blue chew sends somebody to the blue tent.
That could be. Lane Johnson walks in there and they're like, how about this?
Here you go.
No. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's talk about National Appliance Warehouse.
Our people. They don't worry about the heat at National Appliance Warehouse. They turn up the heat.
Yeah, in fact, they're gonna have a brand new fridge for your kitchen that's gonna keep everything cold.
And listen, I know it's a big sports weekend.
Yes.
You gotta make sure that your kitchen is appliance ready.
Come on.
You know people are gonna be coming over. You can't have a sad state of appliances.
No.
They're
gonna make fun of you.
Exactly.
Make you feel like a total loser.
And why do you go to National Appliance Warehouse, Spike?
Well, there's a list of reasons. First of all, we all know price is important. They're already in tax-free Delaware. And they have Price Assure, which you're only going to find at National Appliance Warehouse. It updates the prices in the store to make sure that you're getting the best price. And there's always great sales events going
on
as well.
Always great sales events.
Great staff that's going to get you delivery, installation, all that stuff. And they're going to be patient, teach you about the appliances, making sure you made the right choice.
And Spike, I'm glad you brought up the team.
Yes.
Because Mark Stamackin has built a difference-making culture at National Appliance Warehouse.
What if somebody wanted to be part of the team, Jack? Is that possible?
You're in luck, Spike.
Woo!
Because all you got to do is email Scott at NAWDE.com. That's Scott at NAWDE.com. And join a great staff that's always having fun, an enjoyable experience, and you're there to take care of people. I mean, that's what you get at National Appliance Warehouse. And of course, on top of all that, like we mentioned, the right appliance. Over 100 brands in their 15,000-square-foot showrooms. Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, whatever you could possibly need appliance-wise, National Appliance Warehouse has it for you. Visit NationalAppliancesWarehouse.com or stop by their showroom in Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
And right now, Rios's brother from another mother, Tommy, down the shore.
It's Tommy down the shore.
Yo, John, yo, hoy.
It's Tommy down the shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank a grace, and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Tommy!
Yo, hoy. Yo, Spike. Yo, Jack.
Oh, dude, I can only imagine what it was like in the Down the Shore household as the Eagles were marching back on Sunday.
What an inspiring victory. I'm getting emotional. This team has so much heart, so much resilience, so much versatility. I'm inspired. I'm getting emotional. But before we get into this game with Tampa, right? I was thinking the other day, right?
Okay, yeah.
We got this baloney multimedia empire, right? We're developing, right?
Yes, potentially.
Potentially.
Yes.
It's all speculative, but we're doing it.
Yes, we are.
We're discussing
it. Yep.
The wheels are in motion. You know what I mean?
The wheels are in
motion.
Okay. Okay.
Motion.
Yes.
Right. So, like, I was thinking we need, like, a Marvel DC comic style universe. Right?
Ooh, okay.
And I got just a thing. You guys ready for this?
Yes.
The Baloneyverse, right?
Oh, wow. Now this smells like dollars, Tommy.
This is a billion-dollar enterprise. You
yes.
know what I mean?
A billion?
This is like,
yes.
This is a $10 billion enterprise.
At least.
I mean, this is a $100 billion enterprise.
Now you're talking.
Right. This is a $1 trillion enterprise.
Why stop there?
That's right. This is a $10 trillion enterprise.
There you go. Right.
Anyway, I digress. But it's kind of like the Avengers meets Deli meets, right?
Okay.
For example, you got Captain Baloney.
Okay.
He's the leader. He's the mastermind. He's the organizer.
Okay.
Then you got the legendary Salami Supreme. His body armor is made entirely of salami. You know what I mean? And we all know salami is the toughest meat. That makes him, like, invincible. You know what I mean? Then you got
his body armor is salami?
His body armor is made of salami.
Okay. When is salami the toughest meat?
Because if you stack enough salami together, it gets real tough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a shield.
It gets real what?
Tough.
Oh, man. A little phlegm in that.
That's right. Yeah, I got a little phlegm today. But that's okay because I'm emotional. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's a very emotional time for all. You know what I mean? Then you got the evil Dr. Cheese Whiz.
Oh.
He's the villain. You know, the main villain.
Yes.
He's got a unique story, right? He used to work at a cheesesteak place, right? And he became obsessed with putting the perfect amount of Cheese Whiz on every single cheesesteak. Eventually, he became so obsessed, he ended up losing his mind, and he started robbing banks with bazookas filled with Cheese Whiz. Bazookas filled with Cheese Whiz. That's right.
Wow.
That's right. And then one other villain, I mean, we could go keep going with this, you know what I mean?
But yeah.
One other main villain is the Garlic Goblin.
Oh. And what is how does the Garlic Goblin do his business?
He can make it stink. So bad that if you're in proximity, you'll either go insane or fall asleep or both.
Wow.
Then fall asleep or fall asleep, then wake up insane. You know what I mean?
Can you imagine the war between the Garlic Goblin and the Salami Guy?
This would be of epic proportions. That's what I'm saying. That's right. That's right. It'd be a lot of that. A lot of flatulence. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's part of the universe, the baloney-verse. You know what I mean?
Tommy, you've had a lot of good ideas. All of them have to do with deli meats, but I believe the bologna verse is your biggest idea.
Mm.
There's a lot of potential here, Tommy.
I'm very excited to hear you say that, Spike, because this is like a $100 trillion enterprise.
Yes,
right here.
At least.
Maybe more. You know what I mean?
So, Tommy, you're always a confident Eagles fan. However, we do have a lot of nervous Eagles fans with the Eagles going into Tampa with the Heat, with a team that beats us a lot with their coach. What's the Tampa coach's name again?
Todd Bowles.
Todd Bowles, right?
Yes.
He's a good coach. He's a very good coach.
What do you think of this game on Sunday?
Well, let me just say this before I give my take and my prediction.
Yeah.
Let me just say this. If there was any concern over whether or not Jalen Hurts can lead this team with his arm, I believe those concerns have been laid to rest. It is officially, in my opinion, baloney time when it comes to the passing game. And that's an important part of this game, right?
Yeah, yep. It is.
I think the Heat, I'm not too concerned. You know what I mean? Listen, I think this will be a tough game. I realize we struggle sometimes, but I gotta just say this. I'm feeling so confident. This team always finds a way to win. We've had our struggles with Tampa, but it doesn't matter because we're crushing this game 38-20 Birds.
Wow.
38-20, I like it.
38 points. Oh, wow. All right,
Tom. Five touchdowns and a field goal. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know how to get to 38 points. Well,
I made the $10 trillion enterprise, but relax. Yeah. We can do math.
Yeah.
There's other ways to get to 38, but that's what I'm thinking it's going to be.
You could have 19 safeties.
That's right. You could. That's happened, right? That can happen.
Sure.
That's right.
Wow. Well, just a great look. We love the energy. You're right. Jalen has proved all the doubters wrong, and we are looking forward to the baloney verse. We're going to get working on our end of this to do whatever we can to make it happen for you.
Well, very excited, man. You guys are the best. I'm so excited for this game. I will talk to you gentlemen next week. Go Birds, Tommy's over and 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 out.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying? Down the
shore. He's one of a kind. He's one of a kind.
Oh, I tell you, 4:30 to 5, man.
Is something else.
Yes.
Yeah, it is something else.
Well, sorry with her, by the way, in the...
Oh, yeah. Can we find a way to get Herb there like then right before the 4:20 break?
Yes. And then into Rios and then into Tommy? That's when the show starts to lose control.
That's a trio right there.
And if we could get the fired up Herb, threatening Jack to cut his head off, me to make me move back to New York.
And he wanted me to
Yes.
Illegally giving blue chews?
Yes, out of your giant jar that is right next to your bed. Holy cow. All right, Jack, what's coming up in the top five at five?
What's coming up in the top five at five is the worst feelings as a sports bettor.
Oh, well, you two. I'll leave you two alone for that one.
You do partake sometimes.
No. It's just that you two are something special.
Yeah, I do partake. Yeah.
All right. That is coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.